Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, December 26, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1984-85, Gillingham FC Season. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome, everyone, to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into Wikipedia articles, unraveling fascinating stories, historical events, and intriguing subjects that captivate our minds. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're stepping onto the soccer field. We're headed back in time to the season of 1984-1985 with Gillingham Football Club, a journey that treads through anticipation, strategy, community spirit, and the love for the beautiful game. The 1984-85 season was crucial for Gillingham FC as they played in the third division of English football. It was a year that marked a significant chapter in the club's rich history. But beyond the stats and the scores, there's always a narrative, a tapestry of personal perseverance and community connection. What intrigues most people about footy is not just the sport, but the culture it fosters around it. So, let's peel back the layers and see what happened on and off the pitch during this memorable transition. To start, let's delve into the basics. The team finished the season in the fifth place, narrowly missing out on promotion. Now, this wasn't just any football season. It was one marked by grit and determination. The team was managed by Keith Peacock, known for his innovative tactics that balanced a team both offensively and defensively. Under his guidance, Gillingham FC tactfully orchestrated their way through their opponents that season. Here's a question to ponder. Think about a leader in your own life. What qualities made them effective? Was it their strategic thinking or their ability to rally a team around a common goal? With Peacock, it was his dedication to nurturing talent, blending experience with youth. This blend is a poignant reminder of how varied perspectives can drive success, applicable in many facets of life, not just limited to the football pitch. In league play, the team's performance was characterized by solid defense and a knack for achieving crucial victories. Their home ground, Priestfield Stadium, became a fortress where fans gathered, rallied, and watched history being forged week after week. Let's imagine that electric atmosphere, the chants, the shared moments of victory and defeat. Sports can act as a mirror to society, a reflection of our values and passions. But here's the twist. They didn't just focus on the league. The FA Cup, an iconic tournament itself, offers a stage where clubs like Gillingham could showcase their talent against even the most formidable opponents. This year, they managed to advance to the fourth round, which was quite the feat. They faced challenging adversaries along the way, demonstrating their resilience and can-do spirit. The League Cup also saw some action for Gillingham as they reached the second round. Though not progressing further, their participation highlights how a team juggles multiple competitions, each requiring its unique strategic approach. For those of you managing multiple projects in your personal and professional lives, doesn't this resonate with that ever-needed adaptability and foresight? Let's not forget the individual players and their contributions, players who became community icons. Those footballers were local heroes to many fans, people who queued cheerfully anticipating a game day. Talk about big shoes to fill, right? Among them was Tony Cascarino, a rising star whose journey from non-league football to international recognition is absolutely remarkable. Cascarino was young, but had immense potential, eventually becoming one of football's most beloved figures. Here's where we ponder a bit. How do we recognize and nurture potential in our own circles? Cascarino's rise is a testament to seizing opportunities, realizing that even humble beginnings can lead to extraordinary paths. I'd love for you to share your own stories of when you've managed to overcome the odds. Maybe it was nurturing someone else's talent, or realizing your own potential. So, why does the Gillingham 1984-85 season stand out? It was a mix of sports and community, an embodiment of a time where local football not only entertained, but brought communities closer. The experience wasn't just about attending a game, it was about connecting with each other, getting behind a common cause, and relishing in the shared camaraderie of it all. As we touch down from this historical journey, let's ponder the essence of community sports. Are such experiences, cherished by many, barriers to entry or motors of unity? How do these communal congregations help to shape and affect broader societal behaviors? As you ruminate on this, picture the many lives touched by such teams and how these fabric weavers like Gillingham FC in the 1984-85 era bind communities with a common thread. Before we wrap up today's episode, I'd like to leave you with a call to action. When you look at your own community, are there opportunities for connection and unity you haven't yet explored? How might you bring people together through shared interests and local events? After all, being part of something bigger isn't just a theme for football. It's a cornerstone of real community. Thank you for joining me today on this delightful trip back in time and for being part of our Wikipedia expedition. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and as always, keep the wonder alive.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1984-85 Gillingham FC season. Thanks for listening. See you next time.